It didn't seem like that was the right thing to call him, but my grandfather and my dad, that's what they called him, so.
Yeah.
I had a moment not long ago where I realized there was something I was saying to my son that's completely inappropriate.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I didn't think it was that bad. I would tell him that the gypsies are going to come get him. And apparently, that's not cool. And I did not realize that. I thought that I didn't realize it was a whole culture and a whole thing behind it. I thought it was more of just like a, you know.
Term for the thieves.
Yeah, yeah.
There
are
gypsies in many cultures.
Yes, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's say Irish. That on the radio and you'll find out. They're a culture, all right.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was my fault. Hey, I was in the wrong. I owned up to it, but I had that same
But there's
moment.
Like Irish gypsies.
Yes, yeah.
There's Hungarian, Albanian. I mean, there's all kinds of gypsies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought because of that exactly what you just said, like the Irish gypsies, I thought it was just like a style of life as opposed to a whole
region. Or,
right.
I think that's a fair, you could say that.
Yeah, somebody took me to task on it on Twitter.
Were you
on the Twitter?
On WKQX when you did it?
Yeah. Yeah. Really? It was like two people that just started attacking me on Twitter for being against gypsies. I'm like, I don't even know you could be against them. This is... I didn't realize that. Sorry.
Just coming to kidnap your son, it is sort of against him.
Yeah. But I thought it was more of a, you know.
Did it help the boy at all?
No.
To be
he started saying
with
it. Now I can't get him to stop saying it because it was my fault. So I've got that battle I'm fighting.
Right. Well, may I recommend that you guys go see the Cher show where Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves is performed.
Nice.
And there are no cat calls or anything. Everyone loves it.
There you go.
Born in the wagon of a traveling show. The weirdest thing about that show is when her mom sings to her half-breed. Her mom, who's just like a white blonde lady.
Right.
And Cher can't figure out why she doesn't fit in El Centro, California. And her mom begins singing half-breed, and they haven't reworked the lyrics, so she's like half. I think she is like half Albanian or something like that, and half. You know, Caucasian or whatever. I mean, whatever, Irish. But it's a full-on, half-breed Native American. It's very weird.
It's just, still running strong, this show?
Well, I think they're still working on it, I think. I read...
Did you give them your notes?
My notes were very similar to Cher's and to the dude from the Tribune.
Chris Jones,
yeah. He interviewed Cher, asked her what she thought of it, and she had some issues with it.
Needs work.
Yeah, and then he reviewed it, and pretty similar to what I said, I guess. Seems like there's no reason for it.
Yeah.
And she didn't have to put her stamp on this before they started the...
She did.
Oh, okay.
But I think... Once she did that, then she, I mean, most of the people involved in it have pretty good pedigrees, so I think she thought it would be better than it was.
Gotcha. So she signed off, and then they took free will, and now it is what it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I think she was surprised at the way that it was working out.
Yeah.
But it's kind of worth it just to see the Greg Allman character. Because he's got the big lamb chop sideburns, and he's like, he's always in buckskins. Oh, come, babe. You know I stick out like a sore thumb out here. I can't help it. I get in all kinds of mischief.
Mischief.
And then he holds up a little bag of cocaine.
Yes.
Which, I have to say, is not period correct.
How so?
Well, cocaine didn't come in those little baggies back in that time.
Was it in the envelopes, the little snow seals?
The snow seals, exactly.
How did I know that?
The pyramid papers. Or just in the vial itself.
Oh, sure,
yeah. Yeah. They didn't come in the little baggie.
I didn't see. Attention
didn't.
To detail.
Yeah. It's just stuff. They had sayings that didn't exist yet that they were saying. And
talk to the hand, Cher.
Yeah, it was, there were, I don't even remember what they were.
BRB.
That
didn't happen yet.
Come on.
There was a hashtag thing. I'm like, hashtag?
Hashtag.
Sonny and Cher didn't do hashtags?
What the fuck?
So it was period incorrect in many ways. And honestly, horrible. Just horrible.
That bad, right? Really?
Yeah, but it did, but the time went quickly, which was weird. Because it was so horrible, it was fascinating.
Yeah, right, you know? Right.
It was like, oh my goodness, this is fascinating. How could people even Well, how could anyone make someone else do this? And then how could those people do it knowing they have to know how bad it is as they're doing it? They're professional actors
mm-hmm.
and actresses.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But there they were doing it.
How's it selling?
I honestly don't know. I think
so. You are in a weird way recommending it because it's so bizarre. If you maybe
not recommending it. If you're forced to see it,
get high as hell.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was straight, but if you're forced to see it, you'll be. I feel that you will be. It's interesting. It's so bad, it's almost compelling.
Yes, I see.
And you don't feel guilty about getting up to go take a whiz whenever you want to. It's like whenever you want to.
Yeah.
I just got up. I had to pee. I just got up. I went and peed. Right. And then the lady in the lobby says, I can't let you back in. I was like, I don't care.
That's fine.
I'll just sit out here for a while.
Uh-huh.
She goes, you can watch it on the TV. I said, nah, yeah, I'm fine.
Nah.
I know what happens.
Yeah.
You know, he runs into a tree while he's downhill skiing. It's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then
spoiler
finally,
alert.
Yeah, she said, anyway, I can let you back in now. I was like, all right.
Do you have to?
Yeah. So I went back down in there, and Janet's just sitting there.
You didn't even ask what I miss. You know,
no,
it didn't even matter.
No, I did. Actually, I did. I said, what did I miss? She goes, Sonny was very controlling. I was like, oh, I guess I knew that. So it's, I don't know. We're going to go see Waitress next week.
Oh, I've heard about this. I've seen commercials for it. Written by this popular girl, Sarah
Barry Ellis.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like her, and I like the movie Waitress that had Felicity.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Mm.
Carrie Russell.
Sure, yeah.
And Andy Griffith.
The Andy Griffith?
Yeah.
As her father?
As a dude who came into the place where she was a waitress.
Yeah, and he wasn't nice, right? Like, nobody liked him. He was kind of mean, but he liked her.
Yeah, I think,
something like that.
Yeah. I don't remember. Yeah, there was some twist like that.
Yeah.
Like, he only liked her.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like, dirty old man stuff, I don't think.
No, it was more grandfatherly
kind
of thing.
Yeah, he gave her life advice.
Yeah.
Which I think ended up being helpful.
Huh.
So I'm looking forward to seeing that. That's next Wednesday, the 11th. Yeah, the 11th.
Excellent.
So, and then there's another one right after that, too. And Henry Capono is up in Milwaukee on the 11th, and not that I would have been able to make it up there in time for the show anyway because we're on the air, but I had to inform him that I wouldn't be able to make the show.
Yeah.
And Henry and his wife, Leslie, and then they were like, oh, okay, so, sorry. And I said, yeah, Janet and I are going to the theater. And I think they thought, the theater?
Yeah.
But, we have season tickets. It's like our only date night. Yeah. And it's tacos in bed.
Well,
afterwards.
That's tough to compete with.
Tacos in bed, man?
Yeah,
I know.
Nothing like it.
That's worth it.
12-pack of original crunchy Taco Bell tacos. At least 12 packets of mild sauce.
Is there, though, some addendum to this that you would say, Henry, I swear I'm going to be in Hawaii soon, and I'll get together with you then. I'm looking, thinking long term. Within the next couple of years, I'm going to try to get back there, and we'll definitely hook up then.
I could bring that up for sure. And I did see him back in November. Was it November?
Well, yeah.
Two years ago.
Yeah.
We were in Hawaii, and I saw him. And we don't really have that much to say to each other anyway.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, nice day today, huh? Yeah, sure. Look at those waves.
I think, we're good friends, but we don't. Neither of us is super talkative in the friendship arena. But
he's in and out, right? That's like one day only, then he's off on the road, or does he have...
Yeah, he's like going from Milwaukee to Kansas City or whatever, and I was thinking, well, why didn't you guys call me? I could have gotten you a gig here somewhere.
Yeah, man.
But I don't know.
No Chicago stop on that.
Yeah, I know, especially where I think probably based on the fact that I've been playing his music for 30 plus years,
mm-hmm.
he's probably got a pretty, I know he could sell out like the Old Town School or something.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But two shows maybe even, but nobody contacted me, so.
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to doll.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkoffistan.